This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
So I just got a text from my friend. Well, she's in the friend group, and she's like, hey, do you guys realize that this day last year, we had a big old blizzard?
I didn't realize it.
Yeah. I had no idea.
Yeah, so I asked you guys to go through your Facebook memories and see, and I sure enough, I have my son and his ex-girlfriend. They built a little snowman. I have a picture of my car that's just covered. And then BJ went to his memories, and it's just him dressed up as Gumby.
Yeah. I guess I didn't post the snow that day. I went with Gumby instead.
You went with your outfit.
October 29th, 2015.
No, that's 2015. This is 2023. That's the last time you posted.
That's how long it's been since I posted.
Really?
Yeah.
Man.
I know this might surprise you, but I don't use Facebook.
No.
That's wild to me.
It is. Me too. And you have pictures of your dogs like frolicking in the snow.
Yeah, like Zane, he was still a puppy.
Yeah.
He was his first snow.
He's BJ never seen is snow. Gumby.
Yep. Oh my God.
Yep.
God. All right. There is a Oscar buzz going on already, and that's because of Angelina Jolie. They're saying her new movie, which I can't remember the name of it, but they said it's amazing. I guess she's an opera singer.
She is. Really?
She plays an opera singer. She trained for 7 months with a professional opera singer.
She can sing?
After training for
really?
7 months. For 7 months, yeah.
Well, you got to have that talent in order just to train to do that.
So she sings throughout the whole thing, and they're saying it's buzzworthy for an Oscar.
Wow.
I bet Brad's so mad.
She must be really good.
I don't know. I haven't heard it yet.
Well, opera's very difficult.
Really?
Yes.
Thank you for explaining that to me.
Well, I'm just saying that opera's a lot
so
different.
So is yodeling.
Well, aren't you cranky today?
Just saying.
Just making an observation.
And I'm making
I've
one, too.
I've never known that Angelina Jolie could even sing a note.
Don't you feel like you can yodel?
I'll just be over here.
Don't you feel like you can do it? I feel like it's one of those things, like being a florist. I feel like I'm being a florist, but I can't. But I feel like I can yodel.
I mean, I feel like that was pretty close.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I feel like I'm Jewel.
Did she yodel?
Oh, yeah. She's good? An amazing yodeler.
Yeah, she's known for that.
Yeah, she did it at Red Rocks. Yeah. You're like, what the hell's going on?
No kidding.
Yeah.
Man, that'd be a great place to yodel, too.
It would.
Can you imagine the echo?
Oh,
I know. It was pretty amazing.
Coming off those rocks, man, that'd be nice.
Although I did look at Christy, I go, I wish she'd stop.
Yeah. It got a little much.
Yeah, because she was like feeling the crowd, like they were all into it, but it went a little long.
Yeah, yodeling's hard to dance to.
Yeah, it is. It's hard to dance to.
It is.
It is, yeah. Yeah, it really is. You're not wrong there. And twerking, really weird.
No.
All right, I'm done. What was I saying? Oh, yeah. But in the meantime, Brad Pitt is down in Mexico for the Grand Prix that went on over the weekend. And he's doing this new F1 movie. Man, that guy does not age. It is amazing.
And I saw the trailer for it. He looks like he did it at Ocean's 11.
I agree with that.
Crazy.
Yeah. So this new F1 movie is coming out. I wonder if you're kind of upset that your ex-wife is getting like Oscar buzz and it's a really deep movie and you're driving a race car like Talladega Nuts.
Yeah.
You know, I'd be a little like, oh, maybe I shouldn't have taken this. There's a new disease sweeping the nation, and it's not good, friends. It's called Larsa fever. And it's, no, it's not Larsa. I was just doing that joke because what's her name is on Real Housewives. Anyway, it's a Lassa fever. And I guess it comes from rodents in Africa. And this guy, I guess he was in Africa for a few days and he saw a rodent and I don't know what happened. But then he came back to Iowa and he passed away.
He must have ate it.
I don't know if he ate it. I think the rat. It said it's from droppings.
I don't know.
Yeah, so it's really scary. I hate it when we get a new disease I've never heard of.
They say this particular one, much like Ebola, that you bleed from the eyes.
Yeah. Oh. God.
What?
That is awful, isn't it? Let's see here. What else did I want to tell you about? Oh, yeah. I'm not going to play the audio again, but Noah Kahan, I guess he had his wallet stolen. We play him on the Radio Ranch here. And somebody took his credit card and bought 15 hot dogs at the Kentucky-Auburn game.
You know, I kind of see how this is done because earlier in the broadcast, you mentioned that why he didn't cancel the card, right?
Yeah.
But there's always that period. There's always that little period when you lose a wallet or you lose a card, you leave it somewhere, you used it, you dropped it, whatever. There's that period that you think, well, I've misplaced it. It's not been stolen. I've misplaced
exactly.
it. I'll find it.
Yep.
And that's the period of danger right there. And that's where the hot dogs got charged.
Yeah.
The period of danger.
And, you know, you have so many things tied to your credit card, so many automatic payments and all that stuff. And you're like, no, I don't want to do it.
It's a pain to change.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just a hassle. So you don't want to do it. You want to give yourself the benefit of a doubt and other people, too, that nobody would steal my card.
And then they did, and then they bought. Oh, that's it. I got to turn this down. And then they bought 15 hot dogs.
Yeah,
at a stadium.
I think another thing people do when they steal cards, or at least I would, if it were me. Okay.
Yeah.
I think you make a small purchase first, just to see
if
it works.
Test it.
Yeah. You don't take a card that you've stolen and run into Costco and buy a big screen TV. Okay?
No, I agree with you.
Because you
buy
get a candy caught bar. Right there at the counter, uh-huh. and all of a sudden it's a felony because you've spent so much money or you tried to spend so much money. You first start out with a pack of gum, okay? Then you move on from there. Just a little tip if you steal cards.
You wouldn't just stick with my candy bar that I said? You had to go with a pack of gum?
Okay, your candy bar. Whatever. I'm just trying to make a point here, Jamie.
Well, I know, but I'd said that first, and then you went over the top with a pack of gum because apparently my candy bar wasn't good enough.
Well,
you know,
my point being, start cheap.
Start small. I'm stuck on this app, and I'm really apologizing because I wanted to tell you guys about Tom Brady's so sad.
Yeah.
You guys, it's horrible. And I got onto some weird site that I can't get. Can you try to get me out of that? Thank you. Anyway, so Tom Brady is so sad. Yesterday, it was announced that Gisele Bündchen, Gisele is pregnant, knocked up with that jiu-jitsu guy's baby.
Mm-hmm.
And so Tom, yesterday, after it was announced, I guess she had told Tom first about the news and that she was going public with it.
Yeah.
And so that was nice of her, right? She's like, Tom, it's just that I'm so knocked up. And he's like, what? I thought we were going to be together forever. Yeah. What? I thought like I could at least come and get some side action.
Do you have this audio?
No, but yeah.
Oh, you assume that's the way.
I'm sure that's it. Yeah. Because you know how after you get a divorce, you always go back for that one more time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's comfortable.
You know? You just like, you get all a little liquored up. You're like, hey, you want to do it one more time? Well, he thought that they would have that, but now there's a bun in the oven. And it's the jiu-jitsu's kid, by the way, who has not had, this will be his first child. It'll be Gisele's third. She's 44. And then Tom, he went on Instagram and he posted the Stevie Nicks song about, well, you know, that one's that's really sad. About changes and stuff.
I don't know if I know that song.
Landslide.
Yeah, Landslide. You would know it if you heard it.
You would know it instantly.
Yeah, I don't know the words to it, though.
Well,
yeah,
I'm getting older, sure. And our kids are getting older, and I'm getting older, too. Remember that line? Yeah.
No, I don't remember, but I'll take your word for it.
It's about them.
Mm-hmm. Just thinking about
no
love
kidding.
Lost,
yeah.
Memories,
yep.
Time going by.
Yep.
Need one with Fleetwood Mac.
Here, play a little bit of it there. Oh, it's an ad.
Yeah.
I'll wait. But you've heard it. Yeah, it's deep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it tells me his heart is hurt.
I don't know. I guess if my heart was broken,
you wouldn't pick a Stevie Nicks song?
No, I'd probably use more like Creepin' or something like that. That's more, you know, maybe that or...
I took my love and I took it down.
Oh, man.
I climbed a mountain and I turned around. Oh, no.
and I saw my reflection in the snow-covered hill.
Oh, God.
Till the landslide brought me down.
So sad.
Oh, mirror in the sky, what is love?
What is love?
Yeah, it's got a sad sound.
And the child
it does.
Within my heart rise above. Can I sail through the changing ocean?
All right, Tom. Okay, I get
this
your
is
point.
So sad.
Sad. It's a no, sad.
You can hear his heartbreaking.
I think if it were me, I'd gone with vanilla ice, like ice, baby.
Yeah.
Something
you
like
just
that.
Just ice her out because
yeah.
you're cold.
Yeah, ice.
You don't have no feelings
baby.
And no
well,
soul.
Well, there's a baby. It's the only word I know that's
oh,
the only
ice,
song
baby.
I know with
yeah.
a baby in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, he's reeling, man. He is
yeah,
hurting.
Well, sure sounds like it. If he went yeah. to that.
I mean, that is. It's kind of weird that he did post that.
Well, yeah, he climbed a mountain, turned around, and his family's not there anymore.
I know. Oh,
think
my
about that.
God, it's so bad.
Right to the heart.
He should go get somebody knocked
yeah.
up.
Yeah. Just a one of us.
Yeah.
Keep going.
You actually do more than she did. I think you knocked three or four up.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. All at the same time.
Pull a Nick Cannon.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. All right, I'm done. There you go. Tablet trash.
I think we solved that one. So, Tom, if you're listening on that Odyssey app, go. Go now.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
Go.
What's that?
I was trying to figure out what she's spelling. H-O-T-T-O-G-O.
Hot to go.
Yep.
Hot to go.
Hot okay. to go. Nah. Hot to go.
I know what All we'll right. do.
I got an idea on a feature here.
Okay.
All right. Now, it's a short feature. It's only going to last for a week, but it might be worth doing.
Okay.
Remember yesterday at this time, we read a letter from the inmate out at the prison.
I do.
His name is Nolan. He is inmate number 68444. They love their numbers out there. That's why I continue to read it.
Right.
That's their identity at the prison. So he's out at the federal prison, and he wrote our show that he listens every day. He said, "Dear BJ Jamie, Carter and Dylan, I love you guys. Been listening since 2020. And the reason he wrote us is because we inquired, I wonder what P. Diddy is eating in prison."
Right. So he sent us an actual menu.
He sent us the menu, and he said that this menu is used at federal prisons throughout America, which means Diddy is eating what's on this menu. Okay?
Exactly.
Hey, Spadil, can you fire up some music for this new feature?
Bad boys, what you gonna do?
Oh,
what
yeah.
you gonna do?
What's the feature?
Bad boys, what you
the menu.
Oh, God.
What you gonna do when they come for you?
What's being served today at the prison?
You go to school and learn.
Yeah, that's my new feature.
Wow, I like it. I like it. So today is Tuesday.
Today is Tuesday.
Yeah.
We did yesterday
yeah.
being Monday.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought we'd follow through with this for the rest of the week.
Oh, this is great.
Now, let me reiterate what
Love
we
it.
Had yesterday,
mm-hmm.
okay? Yesterday, if you remember, for breakfast, we had, and I'll go quickly, cereal and Pop-Tarts. Then for lunch,
Wait,
we had.
I have a question. So, like on Thursday, are you going to do Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday again?
No, I'm just reiterating for today.
Oh, okay.
I might do the day before, but not the entire week.
Why don't we just do the day? Just one day.
Well, we have until 10 o'clock. Plenty of time if I want to read the whole thing. Doesn't really matter,
okay,
does it? It's either that or more hot to go. H-O-T-T. All right, listen. Yesterday, if you remember, we had cereal and Pop-Tarts for breakfast. And out at the federal prison, we also had Southwest chicken wraps for lunch. Or you could get the tofu for those of you looking, not to eat meat. Or at dinner, you could have turkey roast sandwich or navy beans. Remember, yesterday was yum, yum. That's a good Monday if you think about it. All right, so for Tuesday.
Sorry, Carson and I are playing words with friends with each other.
All right. let me, since you said that, let me turn on Spadil's mic.
Okay, all right.
Spadil, you love incarcerated people just like me, don't you?
Oh, yeah, they're my favorite. Those are my people.
Yeah, because you got a lot of friends that are in jail.
Okay.
Right? So do I.
I believe I'm the only person that's gone to jail out of this whole group.
That is true.
Our friends, we hang with these people.
No, I know, but I'm saying out of our group, I've actually been booked.
You're one of the friends that I'm counting as my friends.
Yeah, but I talk about it. I don't care. It was dismissed.
Right. For Tuesday, here we go. For breakfast, bran flakes and coffee. Now, that'll make you poop in the prison. crayon flakes. Think about it. They're doing that for a reason.
So he's that's poop diddy. Flush,
that's flushing all this other crap out of you.
Oh, they want to help you out, huh?
Poop diddy.
Yeah, poop diddy is having crayon flakes this morning. You got to figure that's put in there for a Tuesday for a reason.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're coming off a big weekend. You know what I'm saying?
Make it regular.
Padilla.
Bread flakes on a Tuesday. That's to straighten you up for the week ahead, too.
Okay, yep.
Right? Bread flakes.
Right. This is so dumb. This is
bread flakes every day.
Wait, what'd you do today? Wait, hold on. What'd you do today? Oh, we did the menu from the Fed prison.
What you gonna do?
I feel like starting over.
When they come for you, bad boys, what you gonna do?
Only two what more meals left, you guys.
Well, we didn't finish breakfast yet.
Oh, God.
So let me start over.
Okay.
Tuesday. Right. Tuesday out in prison. Federal prison.
Yeah.
Little flush me out. Mm-hmm. Little bran flakes for breakfast along with coffee cake. Okay.
We got it. Yep.
Got okay. That for breakfast. All right. For lunch, we have a chicken patty for you.
Cool. That sounds nasty.
It doesn't say anything else. Chicken patty. Now, if you're don't eat meat. Well, you're on your own on this one because the only thing we have to offer you is a chicken patty with no skin on it.
Ugh.
If you're vegetarian, tough.
Okay? Yeah. Okay.
You're just gonna have to skip lunch. Okay. All right. For dinner tonight. Now, this sounds delicious as a prison food.
Okay.
Salisbury steak.
Oh.
Can you imagine Salisbury steak behind bars?
In prison.
Oh,
I don't think it's Boston Market quality.
Look at this dude. Yeah. I'm licking my lips. Along with black-eyed peas.
Nice.
I love black-eyed peas.
Okay, good.
I don't know if it's prison peas I love, but I like black-eyed peas.
It sounds like you want to go visit or something.
Well, I'm saying they're eating better than me right now.
Right?
Yeah, I'd like to have a little prison Salisbury steak, to be honest with you.
My God.
All right, there you go. That's
okay.
The Tuesday menu. Thank you to Nola, an inmate out. Oh, wait.
Can't wait for tomorrow.
Yeah.
Inmate number 68444 out at the state prison. We appreciate it, Nola.
Bad boys, what you gonna do?
All right, let me know on text data. What do you think of the feature? 51059. What do you think of the new feature? I think the way that was done, I think that's absolutely tremendous. Tremendous. All right. All right. Let us know at 51059. Thank you so much for playing along.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ and Jamie.
Hey, Spadil! Hey, Spadil! Where'd Spadil go? Oh, man, he's going to miss the best part of the show.
Oh, where'd he go?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
He loves when Carson gets chewed out.
It's not a chew out. It's a disappointment.
I know, but I want Spadil here to win this because it's such a great moment for him.
Well, should we
he's
wait?
He's always in competition.
I know
with
he
Carson.
Is. Yeah, that is
you
true.
You know that, right, Carson? He's always trying to compete with you on everything.
I feel like he does a lot. Yeah.
And I feel like you do with him, too.
Yeah,
just something.
A little bit there.
Yeah.
And boy, he's missing a golden moment here. Because,
well, it's just, okay, so BJ, you know how like everybody says we put our lives out there?
Yeah.
I mean,
it's not pretty.
It is not pretty.
No.
I mean, I talked about how one time I pooped and I had eaten a plum with the sticker on it.
Yep.
And I turned around and I'll be damned if that sticker from that plum was not on a turd.
How in the heck can a barcode survive that?
Exactly.
Think about it.
Exactly.
It was miracle.
Yeah,
miracle.
It's pretty impressive.
But it is a little embarrassing at the same time.
Of course it is.
Now, I put out their stuff all the time. I talk about, you know, how berated I am at home with my wife and how just things just downhill in my life. I get canceled on credit cards. I talked about it earlier this morning. I got declined. On a new card. I mean, we always put that kind of stuff out there, and it's the truth.
Right. So that's just, I mean, it's not
who we are,
it's
Jamie,
not pretty.
And we can't change it.
It's not pretty all the time.
It's not pretty.
So I said to Carson last week when this was very popular, I said, hey, there's this Dancing with the Stars challenge, and you and Bree should do it. And what you do is she puts her foot up against yours, and then she leans, arches her back, and then you pull her up.
Exactly.
Right?
It's a whole move.
It's gone viral, yep. Right? It's like der Club. It's like that, right? So it's gone viral.
Yes.
So he's like, okay, I'll try it. And I said, put it on all the social medias because everybody's doing it right now.
Now, keep in mind, when Jamie brought this up to him, we just come out of a big old meeting about social media, how to get people to come there. You know, you can't just put any slop out there. You got to make it enticing.
Right.
And so Jamie found the perfect move to kick this off right after our big meeting.
Exactly.
I mean, the timing couldn't have been any better, Jamie.
I know, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And so I said to him, I go, hey, so.
Hey, hang on a second.
Okay, sure.
Hey, Spadil's back. Hey, yeah. Spadil, you're back just in time. Carson's getting chewed out.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
See,
I'm here for this. Yeah.
You
guys, what did he do?
Yeah. He's getting chewed out. Hang on a second.
Okay.
She just started. You didn't miss anything.
Okay. Perfect.
It's just getting good. All right.
Carson, you settle down. All right, go ahead, Jamie. Yeah. Don't play into it like you're liking this, because you don't, okay? Yeah, there's that fakeness again. See? It's all about being real.
Yeah. All right, so Jamie. Then I said, hey, about that social media post with the Dancing with the Stars thing, and he's like, yeah, it didn't even come close. Oh, my God, it was horrible. I go, well, yeah, post that, because that's what everybody's posting, because nobody can do it. There's a few couples that can do it, but nobody cares about that. That's not even funny, right?
Yeah.
Like, if you can do it, like, who cares? But when you're falling and it's just a S show, that's the best part of it. He's like, no, you don't understand. It was so bad. I'm like,
the more bad you make it sound, the better it is.
Exactly.
Oh. Yeah. Or make it look.
Jeez, Spadil's now giving you instructions. That's got to really hurt you, Carson.
And so then Carson went to the bathroom. I'm like, you know, I can't stand how he always has to be, like, he has to appear he's perfect. Everything's so great. Oh, my God, I'm Garzlet. It's like, sometimes we fail, buddy. Sometimes we fail.
Yeah, we do. And that was a terrible, terrible video, according to you. I haven't seen it. You wouldn't even show it to us.
Yeah. He's like, it was a disaster.
Well, we didn't even record it. We tried it, and then it was like, oh, well.
But that was the part that went viral with everybody, that they're falling.
Spadil, are you loving this?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He's being chewed out here, pal.
I'm just glad it's
you
not
you might even want to come into the room and feel it.
But, I mean, just the moment it was gone. So he's like, I said, well, what happened with that? And he's like, well, we'll do it now. I'm like, the moment's gone. It's gone. It's like that thing came and went, and now it's like, and now I feel like you'd be fake about how it was funny. You know, like you get in there and you're like, Bree, fall over.
No, I'd show you. I can't even move her.
So anyway, that now I think maybe it'd be funnier if BJ and I do it.
That would be good too, yeah.
But remember, you have a bad back.
Yeah.
I say we give Carson another chance. Not that I don't want to try it with you. I'm like, yeah, I don't want to leave the kid out in the cold.
But don't you feel like,
shot.
I feel like the moment's gone. Yeah, so don't even worry about it.
Okay. All right, we gotta go. Everybody have a great day today. Enjoy your day-to-day. Oh, quickly here, let's update you. Weather, you're going to see a change later on today, okay? You're going to have a little bit of rain, possibly by tomorrow.
Hopefully we get rain, because Teller County's on fire.
Yeah.
So that sucks.
Maybe even dusting, snow, nothing to run to the store and, you know, stock up with. But it's going to turn really cold. You're going to feel it tonight, but tomorrow night is a hard freeze.
Yeah.
So sprinklers.
Sprinklers need to be done.
Yeah, good.
Sometimes
luck with
that. You don't get the, you know, sometimes you just let that little pipe crack.
Yeah.
That's what happened last year to me.
The old pipe cracker.
Yeah.
All right, we gotta go. You guys have a great day today. Enjoy your Tuesday, and we'll see you back here tomorrow. Bye bye.
Love you, people. Mwah.
Put your Twitter to good use.
We're at BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.